Thank you. It is a blessing and a joy and a privilege to be with you again, another broadcast. I'm thankful that the Lord allowed me to be here once again. It's such a joy and a privilege to know God as my personal Savior. It's a joy and a privilege to have the calling to preach. I couldn't preach without His calling. I can't help you without Him. Only He knows what you need today. I have no idea who you are, where you've been, what kind of person you've been. I have no clue about any of that. But I know the one that does. I know the one that created you. I know the one that knows you personally, and He knows right exactly how to speak to your heart. And His Spirit will deal with you if you let Him. That's the key there. You got to let Him speak to you. And I didn't let Him speak to me. I remember being young. I remember hearing the Word of God. And the first time God spoke to me, I ran. You see, I wanted to enjoy pleasure of sin for a season. As soon as God spoke to my heart, I was around 16 years old. The devil came right away and he said, "You can wait a little while. You got plenty of time. Why don't you spend a little time with your friends and have a good time? Enjoy this life. You see, you only got one life to live. Just live it up for a while. Christianity and being saved will be there later. Jesus will be there later. You can go to Him later. But you see, later may never come for you. And later may never come for me, but I'm thankful that it did. You see, the devil has a way of blinding us. He is the god of this world. He is the god of this flesh. You just turn your flesh loose and you'll live just like the devil. You'll be doing things you never had any business doing. You'll be committing sins that you never even began to think of that you'd be in. You see, those drug addicts, they don't start out just doing heavy drugs. They taste a little bit here and a little bit there. They get a little buzz and then they want something a little stronger. You see, it takes that little guilt that they have on the inside. It kind of eases their guilt for a while. But then after that high wears off, they got to go get another hit. You see, it doesn't just start overnight. You see, it's a building process. The more you put up that wall, the more you try to push him off, the harder it gets for you to hear. And your conscience becomes seared with a hot iron. And you're not able to hear anymore. And that's what happens. And I'm afraid for people. That's what happens today when people push out God. They push him out of schools. They push him out of government. They push him out of church. That's the worst of all. They've kicked him out of every church. They really don't want God. I mean the real, true Spirit of God that convicts, that condemns, that causes people to bring them to their knees and causes them to repent. They don't want that kind of Holy Spirit meeting. All they want to do is play church. All they want to do is tickle the people's ears, build up a membership, build a bigger house, build a bigger church building, build a bigger parking lot. I mean, they want everything that's bigger, but yet they don't want to win souls. That's the problem today. People don't really want to win souls. They don't really want to get out there and rescue the perishing and care for the dying, snatch them in pity from sin in the grave and weep over the erring one. Lift up the fallen and tell them of Jesus, the mighty to save. He is mighty today, and He's still in the soul-saving business. He didn't go out of business. He's not disappeared. He's still there, right there, to meet you. And He will meet you if you let Him. I'm so glad that I let Him. I'm so glad that I finally quit running away from Him. I didn't know what I was doing. I really didn't understand that I was running from the greatest gift that could ever be given to anybody in this life. You could be given $1 billion, and it'd be the greatest gift that you could ever think of. But yet, I have something greater than that. It's called salvation. It's called eternal life. You see, that money that you may be given is going to perish and pass away one day. Even if you spend it all up and you obtain everything that you can, it's still never going to satisfy your soul, and it'll never do anything for you to make it into heaven. You must come to God just like you are and believe on Him with all your heart. Believe in that precious blood that was shed for you. It's the blood that gets you into heaven. The life of the flesh is in the blood. And He said, "I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger." If you believe on Him, you'll never thirst. He said, you got to partake of that flesh. You got to drink of His blood. That means you got to be a partaker. You got to believe on Him. Believe on what He did for you. There's nothing that you have to do in this life to make it into heaven, to work your way on up there. You see, everything that needed to be done was done. When He shed His blood, gave His life freely, the life of the flesh was in His blood. When He poured out that blood, poured out His Spirit, And that's what happened at there on the cross. When you believe on that with all of your heart and receive Him as your personal Savior, you'll have everything that you need, not only in this life, but most of all in the next life. You'll have eternal life. You'll be able to sit down in heavenly places in Christ Jesus in this life. And that's one of the most sweetest and wonderful things that I have in my life, is when I get to sit down in heavenly places and pray and know that God meets with me. I'm not talking about He speaks to my mind in an audible voice. He speaks to my heart through the Word of God. As I study, as I read, as I try to seek His face, this Word becomes alive to me. It stands off of the pages, and I read it, and it communes with my heart. And you just have to be there to understand what I'm talking about. This is a supernatural thing that I cannot put into words. You must experience it for yourself. I don't care what kind of time you're having in this life. You may be having the best time in the world as far as your flesh is concerned. But one day, after a while, you're going to be empty on the inside. And it's going to stay there, and it's going to grow more and more and more. There's a void on the inside. If you read the book of Genesis, there's a great picture of our souls that we have today. God said, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form, and it was void." You see, that's your soul today. It's without form. It's void. You have no meaning and purpose in life. You have nothing to live for, really. You get up and go to work. You may have a wonderful family, and those are good, and those are wholesome things. But I'm talking spiritually. You may be dead on the inside. If you're not saved, you are dead spiritually. You need to be quickened and made alive. And the only way to be quickened is that life-giving flow of the blood of Jesus Christ applied to your heart. Just like in the days of Moses, the destroyer was coming, the death angel was coming to destroy all of those that didn't have the blood applied to the lintel post and the doorpost of their house. You see, they had to have the blood applied, and when that destroyer came, He passed over them. That's where that song comes from. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. And I'm so thankful that I have that blood applied to my heart. And when the death angel comes and I perish and pass away and I die, He cannot take my soul. My soul is going to be with God instantly. For me to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord Jesus. And I'm so glad that I'll be in heaven one day after a while. I'm looking forward to a brand new body, a brand new life, a body without limitations, a body without disease, a body without sickness, no pain, no tears, no sorrow. Nothing in this life is going to even begin to compare with the wonderful body, with the wonderful gift, with the wonderful, wonderful heaven that I'll be going to one day after a while. And I want you to go there with me. I don't want you to be left behind. I don't want you to go to hell. I don't want you to lift up your eyes in a burning hell next to the rich man and beg for a drop of water to cool your tongue, because it'll be too late. You'll be crying. You'll be screaming out, crying out for mercy from God. But you'll never get it because it's too late. You see, in this life, you must come to Him now when He speaks to your heart. Today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He's near, because He's not always going to deal with your heart. I pushed Him off for 7 years. I thought I had gone past the deadline. I'll tell you, the man of God preached. He said, "You can't push off God forever. You may send away your day of grace." And that stuck with me as I ran in sin. I enjoyed the pleasures of sin for a season. Although I'd heard the Word of God, although I knew I needed to be saved, I ran in pleasure. I ran in the sin of this world. But I'll tell you, I'm glad that He kept speaking to me. I'm glad that He didn't leave me by myself, because I sure did feel alone. I felt empty on the inside. I was void. I was depressed. I had nothing to live for. I'll tell you, I was just in turmoil. I was in trouble all the time in my mind, in my spirit. I was just troubled all over. But I'll tell you, when that peace came, when I came to Him like I was, I started to seek Him. I started to go to church and really pay attention. He began to speak to me again, and it was so good, it was so precious. And about around the age of 23, I got saved. That's when I came to Him just like I was. I said, "Lord, I'm sick of the way I'm feeling on the inside. I'm sick of living in sin. I'm sick of how I feel on the inside. I'm tired of being ashamed and guilty all the time. Lord, I know I need to come to You. I know how to get saved, because the man of God told me." And I brought my broken heart and my contrite spirit. My heart was broken because I had been preached to. That's the only way to get your heart broken, is to really hear the Word of God. When you hear that story of Jesus, how He died for you. He died for your sins, how he was beaten. He was beaten to a pulp. His visage was marred more than any man, his form more than the sons of men. That means he was unrecognizable. You couldn't even really see that it was a human being. He was beaten beyond recognition. All of his bones were pulled out of joint. His bones, he said, I may tell all my bones, they look and stare upon me. All the flesh beaten off of him. You see, he was unrecognizable. But he took that punishment for you. You need to realize that. And when you really realize that, when you hear that in your inner ear, in the depths of your soul, that alone is going to cause you to repent, when you realize that a Savior gave his life, shed his blood for you and for me, for our sin and my sin, the sins that you've committed in this life, your evil heart of unbelief and my evil heart of unbelief that I had, that's what nailed him to the cross. He died for sinners. He paid the price for us. Somebody had to reconcile us back to God, because we're separate from God. We can't live up to God's standard, but there's one that could, and that was the Christ, Jesus, the Son of the living God. He's the one that paid the price for us, and I'm so glad that he reconciled us. I'm so glad that he is that mediator between God and man, and that is the man, Christ Jesus, the one that paid the price for you and me. He's the one you got to serve. He's the one you got to come to. I don't care if you ever know who I am. I'm not the one you need to come to. You must go to him. It's my job. It's my duty to bring you to the foot of the cross, and then the rest is up to you. You either receive him or you reject him. There is no in between. You can't straddle the fence. You can't believe on him one day and then reject him another. You must believe with all of your heart. And I promise, when you come to him just like you are, pour out your heart and ask him to save you. And when he really saves you, you'll want to serve him for the rest of your life. He puts that willpower within you. You can't just do this on your own. You can't all of a sudden turn over a new leaf and say, I'm going to start going to church and I'm just going to start serving God and think that's good enough. No, if you don't get saved, if there's not a change of heart, a change of mind, I mean a supernatural change. When I got saved, I know the moment I got saved, the very moment he came into my heart, I was totally different from that moment until now. On the inside, I didn't want to commit those sins anymore. What I was living in, that totally just fell off of me. That desire that I had before was gone. Totally gone. It was like the snap of a finger. It was gone. I had a total change on the inside. My nature was different. I wanted to start reading my Bible. I wanted to start praying. Everybody that I saw, I had compassion towards. I said, Lord, I want them to get saved just like I did. You see, that didn't happen before. I didn't really look at anybody with compassion. I was too selfish. I never read the Bible. I read a little bit before I got saved, but I'm talking, I really wanted to study. I wanted to learn more about my Savior. I wanted to pray. I wanted to add people to my prayer list. That had not never happened before I got saved. But when you really get saved, he puts a want to inside of you, a desire, a burning desire to serve God, for the things of God, for the people of God, for the will of God. You want all of those things when you get saved. And I'm so thankful to be saved today. I want you to come to him like you are. Don't push him off any longer. You're not promised tomorrow. You're not promised next week, next year. You're not promised the next 10 years. If you don't get saved today when he's dealing with your heart, you may never wake up tomorrow. You see, people are dying every single day. Every second, multitudes of people are dying. That could be you. It's not just a figment of imagination. It's not just something to scare you. This is reality. These are numbers. You see, go look it up. There's people that are dying every second of every day. And thousands of people die every day. And it could be you. You need to be ready to die. You need to be ready to meet God, because you're going to meet him one day after a while, one way or another. Whether you're saved or unsaved, you're going to go back to the one that created you. You need to be ready to meet him. When he speaks to your heart, say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Come into my heart. I want to be saved above life itself. I believe that you died for me. And when you repent, pray with your own words. Let it come out of your heart. He'll save you just exactly how you are. I see my time is gone. Do some praying. In Jesus' name, amen.